Welcome to the Firm Report.
Hi, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Firm Report. Today we have Ray Colmier joining us from Orlando, Florida, and
rock and roll it.
Rock and roll. What's that?
Rocking and rolling here.
Rocking and rolling here.
Yeah.
So when it comes to appearance and just the dress of a respected individual, right, my understanding is you are the guy to go to.
Yeah, I'm the guy here. I help all the lawyers here win their cases, feel good about themselves, and increase mass results.
Increase mass results. And it has to do with the appearance?
The appearance, how you feel in your new outfits, how it makes you not only feel, but also the confidence that it actually increases while you're in the courtroom or also casually.
Hmm. So you said while casual to the courtroom.
Exactly.
So through your art, through your skills, you improve them from their leisure time to their professional career.
To the war room, yeah.
All the way through.
So my thing with me is that, like, when they make custom suits with the Ray Colmier, we're not just doing, like, a, you know, a here one suit, see you later kind of thing. We're building a relationship to where I'm working with you for years and years and to come, so that way I'm building suits up that you have from year one all the way to the end of your career, if that ever happens.
That's amazing because, you know, definitely suits, you know, just the clothing, the appearance definitely makes the man, I would say, you know. And even when you go into situations, there's, you know, different industries. Like, I'm in South Florida, so there's a pretty big yachting industry.
Right.
So somebody that I'm friends with, you know, he asked somebody when somebody gets onto the ship, you know, what do you look at? You know, where does it start? It goes the watch, the belt, to the hat. And then everything else after the fact, and the shoes, you know, it's very interesting.
And like, one thing I like to say all the time is that your perception is your profit.
Perception is profit, and perception is reality.
Exactly. So, one thing is like, you know, okay, hey, you could be the best lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Win all these cases, but your suit looks like cardboard, it doesn't flow, it doesn't drape. I'm going with the guy that looks the part. Granted, he may not have the greatest results, but you see how you could take your results that you have in the courtroom, implement me into your wardrobe, and now you're hitting them on double-edged swords there.
Well, it's definitely, when it comes to the courtroom, I mean, influence is deep.
It's key.
And appearance is sometimes maybe more important than what you're saying, because the jury, after a number of hours, they just might not be in tune to even listening to what you're saying.
Right.
And your appearance, the way that you present yourself, your posture, your gestures, and even the length of your sleeves.
The color you're wearing, the color of your tie.
The colors.
Yeah.
So it goes down to the color.
Yeah. So, you know, I learned this a long time ago in my profession here. This is my eighth year doing this.
Okay.
But the colors you wear portrays different emotions that key signals to either the courtroom or people in general.
Uh-huh.
For example, like blue, it signals trustworthiness, right? Mm-hmm. And then red also signals authority. So now you're more trustworthy, and you also hold the authority of precision. Just kind of give you a nitpick on colors there.
So when it comes to green and gold, black?
You're just a flashy motherfucker.
I mean, you know, from your shoes to the bags you carry to the jacket last night, I mean, it's hard to not take notice of yourself.
Yeah. My thing is that, like, I always like to dress to where, you know, I'm noticeable, to where I look like, I don't want to blend in where, like, oh, I'm wearing navy blue, I'm wearing gray. Granted, that's a good thing for my clients.
Yeah.
I want to show these guys that we can hit on different spectrums. So if it's a gala coming up or a New Year's Eve ball, we can have a little more razzle-dazzle there.
Yeah, and you had said that you have flexibility. You don't just dress men, right? You also, some of the reputable female attorneys, you also assist there as well?
I dress Jean Gore here.
All right.
Yeah, and we have a lot of fun at all the conferences, to where we implement new styles based upon the location of the conference. So,
really?
For example, the other evening, she wore a black and gold glitter short set. That's the resembles for Vegas, where we're at now. So we always try to have fun.
Well, that's awesome. And Jen Gore has a lot of respect in the industry.
Absolutely.
From a lot of male peers. So, you know, it does come down to the appearance, the dress. I know even my team took notice. She had a number of outfits yesterday. It wasn't just one outfit throughout the day.
Right.
And you have a short time frame, I would say, to make that impact on your peers. And that's so important.
Right, because I mean, like, you know, you meet someone, you have 10 seconds, and after the 11th second, they already figure out who they want you to be for them. So it could be a good experience or a bad experience, but you have that window to where make it the best opportunity. That's always a great experience no matter what.
And so you say that 10 seconds. So when you're focused on, I would say, structuring a prospective client, when you're engaging with them and onboarding them, what's the process like? Do you go visit their home and check out their closet, or where does it start?
So how it starts is kind of doing like a wardrobe consultation. My biggest thing, I want to fill up the voids in your wardrobe. Now, do everybody want a green and gold jacket or something fancy and over the top of the first jacket? Sure. Is that the best decision for your first time? No. So I look into a lawyer's closet and say, hey, your khakis need refresh, your grays need refresh, and your blues need refresh. Once we kind of hit on those spectrums first, then we start having those statement pieces that you can kind of mix and match and wear more casually. So I walk them through the beginning to the end, and then at the end, we start to have a little bit more artistic formation, I would like to say. Kind of like one of the ones I have on here.
Artistic formation?
Yeah.
And when would you say they get to flex the artistic formation the most? Because it can't necessarily be in the courtroom, right? Or it might be at an event like this.
Exactly. So they would do that something here, because, you know, when they have a jacket on that means that's memorable, people will walk up to you, start conversation, and also give you more of a, I call it the peacock syndrome, right? So where, like, you look so enticing that people have to talk to you. If they talk to you, that means that's where you create opportunities for you, your law firm, and also yourself.
Oh, for sure. I mean, definitely, even, we're at this beautiful establishment here at the Wynn.
Yeah.
And it starts in the elevator sometimes.
Exactly.
People take notice of your shoes and...
Every detail that you don't think that matters, I'm here to be your clothing advisor and telling you this. It matters. So don't never look over no detail at all.
Well, definitely, it has to matter, right? Because people in today's society, they have so many opportunities to do research and compare different vendors, experts, and it's part of, I would say, how an attorney makes somebody feel.
Right.
And the appearance, the clothing, and the professionalism that they carry has to go a long way.
How you make someone feel can make or break a deal anytime.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's very important as you portray yourself that you make them feel safe with the decision that they chose you as their lawyer. And that's where I come in and kind of enhance that decision process pretty fast, because if they're wearing a Ray Cormier suit, I can promise you that lawyer you're choosing, you chose a good choice. Because if I dress them, they're one of the people that you're like, you know what? He dresses the best, so I feel the best, and you're now the clients working with the best.
That's awesome. And, you know, so you reference the suit a lot. And how about the tie?
So the tie is basically framing your outfit, right?
Uh-huh.
So have you ever had a picture on the wall where you have the outskirts is like the frame of it, and then it's that white piece of like background paper, and then the middle is the art itself?
Yeah.
That's the tie. So basically, look at it. The tie is that it shows the statement or the artistry of your personality. So it can either be, you know, like I said, red, gold, like the one you have on. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a little more flare and flash, you'll do a multicolored paisley tie. So that tie is your art form on your whole entire body.
Well, a lot of attorneys, I think they go to Ferragamo ties or good amount.
Some do a Ray Cormier ties. I make ties as well.
Oh, you make ties as well.
Yeah, I make sure that they're good from the neck down.
Do you do, what type of designs do you do when it comes to a tie?
It depends on the occasion. I lean heavily on paisles
because
it gives you a different color palette to where you can use a lot of different things in one suit. So if it has a blue or red paisle in there, you could kind of mix and match it and play off the colors in the wardrobe. But also, when in doubt in court, a safe red tie always does the trick. It's a good old reliable, I would say.
Red tie, you said?
Sometimes for a stricter a courtroom appearance.
Uh-huh. And when it comes to, like, other aspects of the wardrobe, so do you design and make all, like, the shoes as well? Or?
So from the ankle up. So we're not in shoes quite yet, but for anything from the ankle up as far as casual wear, polos, short sets, women's skirts, you name it, we do pretty much everything in that category.
And do you have a showroom?
So what makes us so unique and why most lawyers work with us is because to work with us, you have to be a part of the who's who's.
Okay.
Because we work by basically referral only, so you can't walk into our store and say, hey, I want to work with you guys, right? The biggest thing for us is that if we're in your office, if we're in your, you know, your home, somebody that knew us to refer you. That's what makes us exclusive. That's why the elite only work with us. So there's no showroom because we bring the fabrics and the performance to the home or the office that creates the convenience for that client.
I'm sure you have to see their environments, right? You have to see their office environment, even
their
local town, I'm sure, impacts how they may or may not dress.
Right, and we curate looks for different occasions, right?
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to, you know, take our client and he's going to like a charitable event and he's wearing, you know, a glitter jacket. Uh-huh. There's an event where he needs that, we curate that. But if he wants a suit that kind of shows that he's a caring person, focus on like a brown, a taupe of khaki that shows the color of comfort.
Huh. That's quite insightful. I've never necessarily like looked at the depth. But yeah. Now I'll definitely see it from a different angle.
Yeah, I tell you what, with colors and suits, as the person's looking at the color, it's basically telling them that they're indirectly deciding how they want to feel. Even though they don't know how they're supposed to feel, but internally, it's making them feel what kind of way with the color you're seeing. So there you go.
When you, when you're looking for inspiration, where do you go for your artistic inspiration?
I travel.
Travel?
I travel from Tulum, Italy, you name it, because a lot of the things that you see out into the world, you can kind of mimic it back into your own occasion. So, for example, when I was curating looks for Jim Gore, I took another trip to Las Vegas prior. And I'm kind of like, what do I want to represent the flash and the flair of the casino? The gold, the winning, the jackpot. And I also incorporated that into her outfit. So to kind of give you a closer reference, if you've seen the outfit yesterday, that's kind of how I get inspired the most.
That's quite awesome. So you'll even go do, I would say, a field visit before
creating an outfit.
That's quite impressive.
I would call that just passion for my craft.
Hey, it's important to have passion for your craft.
Exactly.
And a true why to what you're doing.
Why you do it? I like I said, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I never worked one day in my life. Every day's vacation. I help guys and girls look good, and there's nothing wrong with that for me.
I love to hear that. And at Exults, we're focused on driving results for our clients. And when it comes down to how Array Comir drives his results, whether it's in life or business, what's your secret to how you drive your results?
How I drive my results within my life or also in business, I will always say persistence is key, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, you know, give your heart first about me, started a company, you know, 8 years ago, you didn't really have that many people cheering you on, right? Mm-hmm. People always say, hey, all the applause comes at the end, at the finish line. But I needed you when we were just shot the gun in the air. So I would say be persistent no matter what. Even if the tunnel doesn't look that bright for you, if you just continue to put one step in front of the other, I promise you it's gold at the end of that journey.
That's awesome and very insightful. Array, definitely appreciate you making the time to join us on the Firm Report. Thank you to our viewers. And where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at The Array Comir. Also, my website is arraycomir.com. So it's ArrayComir.com. And hopefully I can work with you guys and help other lawyers in this space look their best.
Awesome. Definitely appreciate your time, and appearance is everything, and it creates that first impression, and it's so important.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Take care.
The Firm Report, brought to you by Exults, a full-service digital marketing agency helping law firms reach new heights.